America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
Amen. And we greet you and welcome you to this edition of A Call for Revival, the Tuesday edition. Father, we thank you for this great day. I pray, Lord, that you'll bless it and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm looking today at number 17 in our What My Bible Can Do For Me. And I say this, it's your promise. Now, Psalm 130, verse number 5 says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope." Now, the word of God today is my promise. And man, I could just think of a lot of things to say. The word of God is my promise concerning salvation. I know I'm going to heaven because the Bible says I am. You know, that's why a lot of people have a problem doubting their salvation, because they base it on emotionalism. I didn't shout. I didn't have a feeling. I didn't do this. Grandma didn't come pat me on the head, and the preacher didn't come, whatever. Let me tell you, you know what I base my salvation on? What the Word of God said. The Bible said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, I base it on that or don't base it, amen, but I got salvation. And then I've got the promise, amen, of service, that if I serve Him, I'm going to be rewarded for it. I got the promise at the judgment seat that I can build gold and silver and precious stones, amen, or wood, hay, and stubble, whichever I want to build. And but if I choose the gold and the silver and the precious stones, then I am building for God, you see. And so then I've got the promise of His coming. Oh, what a promise I have that the rapture of the church is going to take place. How about that? Boy, ain't that a good promise, that God's going to come and get us. Now, I don't know when He's coming. And I'll say this, a lot of people use that and say, "Oh, times are so bad, the Lord's just got to come." Well, now, wait a minute. Yes, but Paul thought he was living in the last days. I don't know when the Lord is coming. The Lord may come today. The Lord may come 25 years from now. A man would be foolish to set a date of when the Lord is coming. He'd be foolish to do that. I'm not going to do that. I hope you don't do that. But let me say this to you. The Lord is coming, and that's my promise. Let me say the Lord has promised to supply my need and provide for me while I'm in this old world. God said, "Lo, I'm with thee always, even unto the end of the world." God said for me to take a look at the sparrows. He said, "They don't plant nor sow. They don't gather into barns. The birds don't. But your Heavenly Father feeds them." He said, "Take a look at the lilies of the field." He said, "God clothes them." He said, "The grass field which today is, tomorrow to be put in the oven." I'm paraphrasing. I'm not quoting the scripture, but in Matthew 6. And He said, "Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these," talking about the lilies. So God, if He takes care of the lily of the field, is going to take care of me. What a promise in the Word of God. Amen, preacher. My last verse is, "Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it." Some of you pastors, you don't know how God's going to solve that problem in your church. You don't know how God's going to take care of things in your church. But God's going to take care of it if you let Him do it. I have learned this. If you'll let God take care of things, He'll do it. Just let God do it. I want to get involved sometimes so much. I want to get involved with situations, and I want to make them work out the way I want them to work. But I'll tell you, if I leave it to God, God will do it. And if I let this Bible be my promise, the Bible promised me when I got saved, the Holy Spirit moved inside. The Bible promised He'll go with me. The Bible's promised me there'll be grace at death. Did you know that? Here lately we've experienced death. We've had a lot of people die and things. And here's the thing about that. God will give you grace when a loved one dies and passes away. I buried my daddy. I buried my mama. And God gave me grace all those times. Why? Because this book is my promise. Let the Bible be your hope.
You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek Thy face, God, please bless America.